Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. You know this is your hometown radio station right there in Madison and North Florida, South Georgia. We're so glad to be with you today. We're so glad that the station that you're listening to is connected to the World Wide Web. That means as you're hearing this broadcast and the programming on WMAF, other fine ministries and classic country music, classic gospel music, family-friendly radio format, so difficult to find in these days, amen, that anyone can hear this broadcast anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world that is connected to the World Wide Web. So we welcome you wherever you are hearing this broadcast. And if you have downloaded this teaching from our website, we would welcome you today to gather around the Word of God with us. And if you would like to come to our website, just type in THCOG, THCOG, that stands for the Holy Church of God, right here in Tampa, Florida. We're an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International, in good standing since 1974. If you do the math, that means this January, I have been the senior pastor here for 41 years. Hallelujah. Well, God has been good to us, and He has brought us through every test, every trial, and the longer we live, the more tests turn into testimonies. Amen. And their testimony is this, and that is God is faithful. If there's anything that has kept us from falling, that has kept us on the field, you know, we used to sing that great camp meeting hymn, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it is a battlefield. We also used to sing, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. So run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. I can't boast in my strength or my faithfulness, but I can absolutely testify that God is faithful, not just to me, but to everyone that He has made His promises to, everyone that has come to Him through Jesus Christ by faith. God has a purpose in your life, and He is faithful. And God has made promises distinctly, directly in His Word to you and me. And friend, God is faithful. And that is our subject. It's a crucial subject today, because the storms of life will come to every person, but God is faithful. I love that scripture that says, no temptation has taken you, but such as common to man, but God is faithful. It didn't begin by saying, be faithful to God. It said, but God is faithful to you in that time, to me in that time. And it's God's faithfulness that becomes the anchor for our faith. And that's the title of our teaching today. Amen. God's faithfulness, faith's anchor. And friends, you're going to need an anchor. When the storms of life come, you've got to have an anchor for your soul so that you can be faithful during that time by receiving God's faithfulness, standing on God's promises, hallelujah, and trusting in God's person, hallelujah. Well, let's read it from Hebrews 6, 17 through 19. It says, wherein God, willing more abundantly, speaking to Abraham, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that which is within the veil. What is within the veil? There was that great linen veil that separated the holy place from the most holy. And the reason that veil was there is not just because the ark was behind the veil. As holy as that wonderful ark was, it's because God's earthly manifestation of His presence was abiding between the seraphim behind that veil. And our anchor reaches into that is behind the veil. Not just the promise of God, but the person of God Himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why that Romans 4 tells us that Abraham believed against all hope. He knew the odds were against him. He was almost 100 years old. I love Romans 4:21 that says, "And being fully persuaded that God had power to do what He had promised." Hallelujah. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. And I want to just interject here that if Abraham didn't know that God's person was unchanging, he couldn't have had such faith in His promise. If Abraham did not know that God's person never changed, he couldn't have had faith in His promise to fulfill His purpose. But because God never changes, His purposes never change. And He reveals what He purposes for us through making a promise. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6:17. Listen to this. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it with an oath. God's purposes never change. We see this in verse 17. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, He confirmed it with an oath. You see, friend, God wants us to understand that His purposes are never subject to change. When Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac in Genesis 22, Abraham obeyed and was about to slay his son when God stopped him. After Abraham is found to be obedient, God took an oath. Listen to what Genesis 22:16-17 says. "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you." Hallelujah. Why does God need to take an oath to show that His purposes never change? Isn't His word enough? I'm going to say yes, His word is enough. Actually, that is in fact what an oath is. It is a confirmation of the integrity of God's word. God's purpose will never change. Why? Because you have His word on it. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, friend, the Bible said God is not a man that He should lie. He's not the Son of Man that He would change His mind or repent. Hath He not said it, and will He not do it? I love the way God uses His word to establish His will and accomplish His purposes. That's why I'm confident today, as we minister His word from the Word of God, amen, that someone is going to be challenged and someone is going to be changed. Someone is going to be set free from the prison house of Satan and sin and spiritual darkness today. Someone somewhere is going to hear a message from the Word of God this very day that is going to have a profound effect upon them. Something that the enemy is not going to be able to stop or avoid or cause you to turn away from. Today, if God has your attention to this point, He's going to sow holy seed into your good ground heart. Hallelujah. And fruit is going to come forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. He does this by His Spirit through His Word. Listen carefully. Isaiah 55:10-11. Clearly says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. That's His purpose. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I like what one translation says. It said it will accomplish that which I please and I purpose. Friend, because we can count on God to keep His word, we can count on God to fulfill His purpose in us and through us. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28, I call it the knot at the end of the rope. When you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. And this is the scripture that I call the knot at the end of the rope. And I've tied it many times and hung on to this great truth. It said, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. When you hold on to this great truth and let God's Word dwell in you richly, God will work His will in you and through you no matter what happens around you. He's able to make everything work together for good, even the bad that comes, that Satan intends for evil. I love the words of Joseph in the Old Covenant, amen, when he's sold into slavery and he's absolutely for momentarily bewildered by all that's befalling him, and he's doing the right thing. And he says, ultimately, as God brings him through all of it to accomplish good for himself and for Israel, he said to his brothers that started this whole scenario, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And He even took that was meant to harm him, hurt him, kill him, and destroy him, and He used it for His good and made him a blessing to the nation of Israel. Praise God. Amen. You have to look back in retrospect to see it that way. And you have to anchor your soul in God's faithfulness to fulfill His purpose in you, no matter what the circumstances are in the immediate sense. I just challenge you today to trust God through your storm, to anchor your faith in His faithfulness, to perform His will, keep His promise, fulfill His purpose in your life if you are a Christian today. Amen. The storms of life surely will come. Amen. But even the storms that threaten to sink or wreck your boat, God will use it all. He can submit it all to His eternal purpose for you. Hallelujah. And good is going to come. I used to listen to that great theme song years ago when I listened to the gospel on the radio that says something good is going to happen to you this very day, for Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Friend, whatever you're facing, know that the enemy means for such evil, hurt, and harm in your life, you need to put your anchor in the faithfulness of God to keep His promise, to fulfill His purpose in your life. That's why this message is so crucial, so critical, that we understand the unchanging nature of His person. We know the integrity, therefore, of His promise. And we know that He has a purpose, and even the stuff Satan throws in the way, God can take all of it together, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and use it to fulfill His great purpose in your life. And good is going to come. If you will hold on to God, good is going to come. I got to say it again. If you just won't give up on God, He gives you a guarantee in His Word. He will never give up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen carefully in Philippians 2 and verse 13. And this is the reason that we don't give up on God. It said, "For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." One translation says, "to will and to act according to His good purpose." You see, when God's Word is deposited in the good ground of our hearts and held there by faith, God works in us, and God brings His purposes to fruition. God brings His purposes to pass in our life, in your life and in mine. Rest assured, God has a great plan for your life. He is unchanging and He is relentless. He is so absolutely committed to see His will done. And if we will begin to pray, "Not my will, Thy will be done," it's God then that works in us. And not just us trying to fulfill His purpose in our strength, but it's God that worketh in us to fulfill His purpose through us and in us. Praise God. To will and to do of His good pleasure. And He is relentless. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. The paraphrase is very good. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you will keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day that Jesus Christ appears. Oh, make no mistake about it. When God begins a work in you, He is absolutely committed to fulfilling His purpose in your life. Praise God. It's God, friend, that worketh in you. That's why Paul said, "It's no more I that live," as he surrendered himself fully to the will and purposes of God for his life after becoming a Christian. He said, "It's no more I that live. I live, but I don't live. It's no more I that live. It's Christ that liveth in me." Praise God. And therefore, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. Not just the gain of heaven when we die, but dying to ourself that Christ may live and fulfill God's purpose through us. Praise God. Amen. God's promises never change, and God's purposes never change, because God's person never changes. That's why the anchor for our soul reaches into that is behind the veil, where God's personal presence was made manifest here upon the earth. Amen. God's personality never changes, according to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18. Take a look at the first part of verse 18. It said, "God did this so that by two immutable or unchanging things, in the which it was impossible," I want to read that again, "in which it was impossible for God to lie. Abraham's faith therefore rested on the unchanging character of God." You and I can count on God's person to be the same to as it was yesterday, and that it will be the same tomorrow. He does not change who He is. That's why the Scripture said, "Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever." Abraham believed that God told the truth about Himself, and that God was true to His personality, which He expressed in two unchangeable ways. One was the original promise, and the other was the oath He took to fulfill that promise. Without a baby in the crib for 25 years, Abraham hung on to the character of God. And since it was impossible for God to lie, His promise and His oath were both secure to Abraham. You see, God is not fickle in His feelings, nor does He experience mood swings. He never has bad days. He doesn't treat us according to the whims of the moment. He's always completely consistent with Himself. What would happen if God's person did change? How could we approach Him if His character was in a constant state of flux? We would never pray in faith believing. We could never trust Him to cast our burdens upon Him or venture out in faith. We could never ask for His help in the full assurance that He was going to respond to us. And you know, the Bible said they that come to God must. It's imperative that we believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. Friends, God's person is the same today as it was during the time of Abraham. That's why the Bible calls Him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though people come and go, God remains the same. He's the same today as He was then, which means He's absolutely reliable and completely consistent with His person. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 bears this out beautifully. It says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should change or repent or change His mind. He does not speak and then not act. Does He promise and not fulfill? That's a rhetorical question. Hallelujah. If He said it, we can count on Him to do it, because God is faithful. You know, tests are going to come to you and tests are going to come to me. You can be sure that if you're a Christian today, the storms of life are going to come to you. And the anchor for your soul, when those storms come and those immediate circumstances may cause you to cry out, where is God and why is this happening to me? That is human nature. Ah, but that is the moment that we need. An anchor for the soul that reaches into that is behind the veil, the unchanging character of this holy God who cannot lie. That's what makes the promises that He's made to us so absolutely sure, that no matter what we feel or what we see, or what is occurring circumstantially in the immediate sense, that will not shake us from the trust in Him, that He will keep us, He will bring us through, and He will bring good out of that intention of evil. Praise God. That is the God that we serve today. Praise God. He never changes. Hallelujah. Psalm 102. Verse 25 and 27 says, in the beginning You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands. They will perish, but You remain. They will wear out like a garment, like clothing will change them, and they will be discarded, but You will remain the same, and Your years will never end. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 1:17, once again, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Whatever God was, He is, and He always will be. And because God's holy person never changes, we can count on His promises. Amen. And we can count on the fact that He will fulfill His purposes in our life. God's unchangeableness, therefore, is our anchor in the time of storm. Look at Hebrews 6:18-20. Let the last part of verse 18 and verses 19 and 20. Listen to it carefully. We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters into the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. It enters into that is within the veil. Friend of mine, your soul needs an anchor, and so does mine. And your soul, like mine, is prone to drift when the winds come and the storms threaten. Hallelujah. A story is told of a shipwrecked sailor who clung to a rock until the tide went down. After he was able to make it to safety, a friend asked a question. Didn't you shake with fear when you were hanging on to the rock? The sailor simply smiled and said yes, but the rock didn't. Hallelujah. I like that. Yes, I shook with fear, but the rock didn't. Life and its uncertainties may shake us, but God, who is the rock of our salvation, the rock of ages, does not move. And if we cling to Him in the time of trial and test, His strength will sustain us. Oh, hallelujah. I want to say that again. If we cling to Him, His strength and His faithfulness will sustain you, and it will sustain me. Hallelujah. The old hymn of faith says, I'm anchored in Jesus. I'll fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. Praise God. Hallelujah. Friend, the question today is, are you anchored in Jesus Christ? Do you know that He and He alone has the power to save today? Do you understand how much He loves you and how far He has went to prove that love by giving His Son and Jesus giving His life to die upon the cross for you? He is faithful to forgive you and to give you life eternal if you would repent and call upon His great name today. Oh, friend, before this broadcast is over, you can have every promise that God has made in His Word to His covenant people become yea and amen just for you. Right here in this life, an eternal life in the world to come. In taking a close look at this passage, the anchor serves another purpose as well. The biblical image here is one moving ahead in safety and confidence by casting our anchor forward, and then, as the New English Bible translated, grasping the hope set before us. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a strange metaphor for most of us, that of casting an anchor into the future and wincing oneself forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Winching oneself forward. There's a hope that reaches into that is behind the veil that keeps us going forward and not becoming stagnant and coming to a stalemate place in our life, but moving forward in spite of the opposition, because our anchor is cast in Jesus Christ today. Ah, friend, if you're going through a storm right now, keep your trust in the unchanging God who has made promises to you to fulfill purposes in and through you and can take everything and work it together for your good and His glory. For your good and His glory. Praise God for that great promise to you and that great promise to me this very day. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, I pray right now, as we're in the closing moments of this broadcast, that you will accept Him today. That you will give your life to Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. And if you will come to Him by simple faith today, He will keep His promise to forgive every sin. Hallelujah. Amen. And to give you the gift of eternal life. Praise God. Oh, come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus today. For God has purposed in His heart of hearts to save you, to forgive you. And Jesus has paid the price in full at the cross to redeem you today. Come, just as you are, and receive Christ as your Savior this very day. Well, friends, our time is gone. Come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.